Not Worth the Time with Wade Taylor.
What's up, people? It's Not Worth the Time. We're back on schedule. Oh my god, I didn't fucking bail out like I've done the past couple weeks. Here we go. Back to the regular scheduled programming. I know, two fuck-off periods this year where I've just done a big old fuck-off, and now we're back. We're going to do this, guys. I'm not doing this ahead of schedule. We'll be put out on time. Things will be fine. Things are going great, you know. We're just doing what we do here. I got the whole world in my hands here, guys, and it's my world, and I will shape and mold it into anything I want. I will crush this world. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm amped up off of energy drinks. Just ate some big old fucking double fudge brownie thing that you can get at a gas station that Little Debbie makes. I don't know what it is. It's just pure fucking sugar. So I'm all jacked up. Being the 30-year-old who gets jacked up on sugar, it seems like it's I'm too old to be doing that. But I still get amped when I'm on sugar. Woo! Getting amped on that sugar. I'm done with that energy drink, which sucks, but I could drink like 14 of those. They taste so good. Full Throttle, fucking sponsor this podcast. I love you guys. I don't even want you to pay me. Just send me cases of your product, and I will just drink it all the time. I will drink it responsibly, though. They should have commercials for energy drinks that also say, please drink responsibly. Because I know they definitely say them on the can somewhere, like where it's, I think, what does it say right here? I think it says, caffeine from all sources, 160 milligrams per can, consume responsibly, not recommended for children, people with sensitive to caffeine, pregnant women, or women who are nursing. Damn, so you can't, after you've already popped out the kid, you can't even have caffeinated beverages. Are you not supposed to drink coffee if you had a baby? And you're breastfeeding, can your kid just get addicted to caffeine through your tits? That would be unreal. You just have a caffeinated baby because it's drinking breast milk. Breast milk's all fucking caffeinated and whatnot. Maybe that's why some people like when their wives breastfeed and put it there. They're like pumping them full of coffee. It's like a distillery for caffeine. That's why dudes are drinking their wife's breast milk. It's just a distilled form of caffeine. They just make an espresso based after they consume so much caffeine pills and shit. That'd be crazy. I want to look that up now. How does caffeine affect nursing mothers? That maybe that's the word. Let's find out. When caffeine enters your bloodstream, a small amount of it can pass along to your baby through breast milk. Most babies aren't affected by this, but some sensitive little ones may be extra fussy or wakeful after drinking breast milk with trace amounts of caffeine. Yeah, they're just microdosing caffeine. And that's why, like, your baby doesn't sleep. Yeah, you're giving them breastfeeding. It's like us. You have a cup of coffee after 5 o'clock. You're gonna be fucking wide awake till about 1 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't matter if you didn't have a cup of coffee all day and you just need a little perk. Boom, one sip, you're up now. Caffeine's fucked your day up. And that's what it does to your baby. They're not taking a nap. Doesn't matter if you put on Bob Ross. Or you put on a Paw Patrol and they're out normally when you do that? No, dude. They're fucking alive. That caffeine's going to kick their ass, okay? But back to my original point. I think they should, whenever they do commercials, they should put more consume responsibly. Like, it says consume responsibly on this can, but you never see commercials talking about that. You never see like a Monster Energy commercial telling you to consume responsibly. In fact, most of the time, energy drink companies have sponsors. They sponsor people who are not responsible in consuming any product they consume. I mean, Monster, Red Bull, like I'm assuming Full Throttle has some people, but they all sponsor like X Games people. like skateboarders, BMX riders, motocross riders. I mean, the first people I remember getting energy drink sponsors were motocross guys. And they're just all decked out in Rockstar and Monster Energy. And like, those guys don't look like they have a healthy attitude towards consuming. They're all covered in tattoos. Like, if you're just covered in head to toes in tattoos, a lot of people say, oh, it's because I like the artwork. No, you have a problem with consuming. Because a lot of those tattoos don't mean shit. You just wanted to consume tattoos and cover your whole body. That's what happened. You have an unhealthy responsibility. You should consume tattoos responsibly as well. You know, I think the energy drinks company should do that. But if you send me a case, just send me all the product Full Throttle, please. I will drink your product, but I'll do it responsibly, and I'll create a ad campaign on how to properly do it. I'll run tests and do my own diagnosis and my own independent study research on how many you can do, how many of your cans you can drink safely in a day without your getting heart palpitations. I will break this down for everybody and be a real life test subject. I can do it. I don't even need you to pay me. I just need you to send me this stuff because it's expensive. You ever try to buy a 4-pack of fucking Full Throttle or any energy drink at a store? It's ridiculous. It's still cheaper than buying it at a gas station, but it's fucking crazy. You know? I need to cut back on shit like that. Like, the energy drinks are so bad for you. They're not great for you at all, you know? I need to get back on the coffee train, but coffee just doesn't have that same kick, and I don't want to get into, like, espresso and shit like that. That's a dangerous path, man. You know, I want to clean up my act. I'm trying to clean it up, you know, to do the weightlifting stuff and trying to drink less and stop being out so late and stuff. I'm trying, you know, I even got back into running lately, man. And do I remember how much I fucking hate that? Running is probably one of the worst things that's ever. It's a great thing if you're getting chased through the woods. Running's very important. Then having great cardio if somebody's after you on foot. Very important. But otherwise, you're not using running that much if you're not an athlete. It's very pointless, and it fucking sucks. I hate it every day, but I've gotten back into it because it is good for you, you know? I'm only doing, like, half miles, though. And, you know, only doing the half mile, doing, like, walking a half mile, then running a half mile before I do my lifting, you know? It's easy, basic shit. But I hate it. I really do. But then there was an angel the other day. A godsend, as I was sitting there running my laps, just thinking about how much I hate this. And this is one of my favorite things about humanity. This gives me hope in humanity a lot of times. It's just one little small act of kindness. There's a girl, she's doing her workout, a woman at the gym. The track runs right around the whole entire, like, weightlifting side. So there's a track around where all the weights are. And as I'm running, sucking air in, trying not to want to quit doing this and trying to tell myself it's good for me. It's hard to convince yourself that running's good for you when you're mid-run. Because all you're thinking is, like, this can't be good for me. My body is, like, completely rejecting this and telling me to stop right now. Which, they always say, listen to your body, except when you're running. You should ignore it because it's healthy for it. You should always try to listen to what your body's telling you because it knows what it needs. What my body needs is for me not to fucking try to run a mile. It needs me to be like, hey, yo, we're not doing this. Every time my lungs are like, hey, dude, we can't keep it up. We don't have the capacity to keep this going. This train's going to come to a halting stop. But there was a nice woman, and as people were running by or walking by, she was just putting her hand out. Like a marathon support person on the side of the road with a fucking cup of water. Just giving me a high five every time I went by. She even stopped. She's working out with one of her workout partners. They're doing assisted squat machine, right? And it was her set. And she even saw me coming around the corner. And she turned to her partner and said, hold on 1 second. And then made her way over to fucking give me a high five. That's motivating, guys. Like, that put such a big smile on my face and made my workout so much better. Just that one act of kindness at, like, 4 or 5 laps in a row. In fact, one of the laps, she was giving somebody else a high five, and I was running. They were just walking, so I passed them. So I missed the high five on one lap, and I was kind of sad about it. It made me so sad that I didn't get the support that time. I was like, damn it. That sucks ass. I wanted to get a high five there. You know? But it is what it is. And I just wish we were doing more of that. We should do. And I think COVID really fucking got rid of that aspect, you know? The personal spacing and, like, social distancing fucked all that up, you know? We got to get back. I think that's what this country is missing. I think this was what bring the country together, is just high-fiving each other. When you see somebody angry or, like, they're kind of upset or whatever, just go in. No fist pound. Fist pounds just don't. I don't think they're not getting the message across, you know? It feels lazier. A fist pound is just a lazier. It's lazier. It doesn't feel like it has the oomph to it, you know? You gotta give the high five. Open palm. It's like when you're talking to somebody with their body language. You know, if you have your arms crossed, you know, when you're listening to somebody, they don't feel like they're listening or talking to you. When you give somebody a closed fist pound, it just feels like, yeah, whatever. I acknowledge whatever you said, but whatever. Yeah, fist pound. It's just like you're closed off. You really don't care or didn't, you know, you're not really excited for their achievement or whatever they're working on there. But you give it an open high five, you're open into the world. That's a sensitive part of your hand, guys, right there, the palm. You get a good smack, you get a little bit of pain there, a little stinging when you get the hand slapping together there. That's a good high five. That's how you stay motivated, you know? You're vulnerable in that state, you know? You get a good hard high five, you're vulnerable, you know? And I think that's what we need. Anytime somebody's upset, if something happens in the news, you just got to walk up to people and just randomly on the street. You should do that in real life. I think I'm going to start doing it. We should do it to everybody. As long as you see somebody, and not necessarily if they're having a bad day, but just see somebody and they're kind of just doing whatever and they're in a neutral mood, just go up and be like, yo, you're doing great, man. High five. And just fucking give people high fives and keep it on moving. You can stop and have a conversation. Maybe meet a new friend. I don't know. But for real, just do that. And it'll probably make somebody's day. Made my day. The lady doesn't know me at all. After I got done with my run, I was walking a couple more laps just to cool off before I went in weightlifting. I stopped and said, hey, thank you. I just started running again. And I needed that. You know? Needed that good little pick-me-up. I feel like sometimes I don't get enough of those, like, feel-good stories that are on this podcast for not worth the time. You know? But there's the one right there. So give more high fives. That's the message I want to get out there today. Let's start fiving. Let's high five America back into greatness, guys. You know, let's all connect by just giving each other high fives. I want to do the world's longest high five chain. That's what we should do. It's just like a one line up from like state coast to coast. And somehow we all just do like a rotation where it's just like one continuous high five all along the line. You know? I bet we could do, like, a virtual version of that. Like, it'd be cool to start, like, a campaign where it was, like, the ice bucket challenge, you know? And you just challenge other people. And maybe we should just start recording and be like, hey, I'm going to go give such and this guy a high five. And then give him a high five. And they're like, what's that for? And it's like, just because you're being you, dude. And keep it going. And, like, so you now have to have a high five. It's like you're it. We're just going to play tag with high fives. And then they got to film it and record it. And we'll just keep growing it until we just have a national high five association going on. I'm telling you, this will change America. So high fives are more powerful than you give them credit for, guys. So remember that and go give out some high fives. Quit being so stingy. Pandemic's over. And even if you're still worried about it, everybody, you got hand sanitizer. Everybody has it nowadays. It's just in purses in your car. Like, there's bottles just scattered everywhere. Just bring it with, and then if you give someone a high five, just put it on right afterwards if you feel weird about it. Don't do it in their line of sight. Then they're going to know you were thinking about it the whole time. You're like, oh, that person thought it was dirty. And then you're going to just completely undo the good that you did because now you've made that person self-conscious. It happens, but that's what you need to do. Anyway, high fives. That's what we're after, guys. We're going to start getting them more. Screw the dollar. It's crashing, okay? The new currency is high fives. How many high fives can you get? And we'll stay at that, okay? Forget the dollar. Just go out there and start collecting high fives. You'll feel better. Like, nobody feels good about getting money. Money just makes you feel gross, doesn't it? Nobody likes money. It's all about high fives. We're going to start a whole new movement where you're just only paying high fives. That'll be three high fives for that Reese's peanut butter cup. Okay. One, two, three. Yeah. And then you're just pumped because you got a Reese's And that guy's pumped because he got high fives. I think it's a total system that can work. It'll replace the economy as we know it. I'm going to change things, guys. Eventually, it just turns into IOUs and just turns into money for high fives. It's just called a high five. Because that's what happens. Somebody would take it over. Anywho. Guys, I think maybe I should just stop rambling here about high fives and maybe get into what I found this week, huh? You guys would like that. That's what you come here for. See what I got going on. Well, this week, I found something interesting, you know. I always am finding studies, you know, about sleep and wellness and talking about things like that. But most of the time, it's just for humans. So this time, I wanted to try to show that other creatures are just like us, guys. They have the same kind of problems and the same issues that we go through. And no more shall we deny these creatures, you know. A lot of people really hate these guys, and they get a bad rap. But to be honest, without them, there's a lot of problems that could happen in the ecosystem. People like to think about the bees, but they don't ever think about the mosquitoes and how overworked they could be. And it turns out if they aren't doing their job because they're too sleepy to do it, things could happen to the environment, guys. And it turns out, a new study, mosquitoes prefer dozing over dining when they are sleep deprived. No fucking shit. Everything does. The scientists still, from everything I've read about sleeping through the years on this podcast and then just like looking up stuff on how to sleep better, scientists and everybody still don't understand why creatures needs. Well, they understand why, but it's just they still don't get how it works and why it's necessary. Because I think you can die from sleep deprivation. Like, if you're just denying yourself sleep, you'll eventually die. That's how important it is. So, like, every other creature, I'm sure, is the same way. Also, I have no idea how you keep a mosquito up. I assume they keep themselves up. They keep us up all the time. They're just buzzing around. I would assume their relatives are just bothering them as much as they bother us. Just buzzing around. I just woke all you up at a desk job right there. Some of you were starting to doze off, not thinking about what I was leaving watch, talking about. You're not even paying attention to what I'm saying. You tuned out after the third time I said high five. And then I started buzzing like a mosquito there. And you were like, huh, what? Oh, God, I'm at work. I should probably be doing work. That's how annoying the mosquito buzz is. So I would assume it's pretty easy for them to get sleep deprived. But let's see here. Sleepy skeeters lag behind a well-rested ones when offered a research leg to feed on. Yeah, of course. So, yeah, they would like as soon as they got some peace and quiet, they went and tried to take a nap. They're not going to eat. Your whole entire body shuts down at that point. Let's take a look here. Turns out there is a rest. Turns out there is rest for the wicked. Sleeping mosquitoes are more likely to catch up on missing Z's than drink blood, new study finds. Most people are familiar with the aftermath of a poor night's sleep. Insects also suffer. For instance, drowsy honeybees struggle to perform their signature waggle dance, and weary fruit flies show signs of memory loss. Damn. So fruit flies just like start forgetting that they're fruit flies. They forget what fruits are. They start going and eating vegetables. That's how I'm sorry. I landed on a piece of celery. I'm a fruit fly. I didn't even know. I thought this was a piece of fruit. Who would have known? Oh, man. I'm just tired, guys. I'm just out of it, you know. Oh, man. I can't tell an apple from a piece of celery. Oh, what a day. Also, it's funny that honeybees can't dance if they're too tired. Or it's like, oh, man, I'm not hitting the dance. Oh, I can't hit the clubs tonight, guys. I'm just too tired. I've been buzzing around all day collecting honey. I'm just tired. I can't be dancing tonight. I can't put my dancing shoes on at this point. I'm just too tired. In the case of sleep-deprived mosquitoes, they give up valuable time for feeding in favor of sleep over time. Researchers report on June 1st in the Journal of Experimental Biology. The preference for dozing over dining is surprising, given that we know mosquitoes love blood a lot. No shit. Like, that's the only thing they can eat. They can't consume anything else. Also, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce that person's name, and I don't want to disrespect them that way. A disease ecologist at the University of Cincinnati. The scientists have been interested in mosquitoes' circadian rhythm, the internal clock that determines their sleep and awake time. Knowing that when the mosquito is awake and biting is important for understanding and limiting diseases and transmissions. Okay, for instance, Merlin, I don't know, often transmitted by nocturnal mosquitoes, is kept under control by slinging netting around beds. But new research suggests that mosquitoes that feed during the day may also spread the disease. Okay, so I always wonder when I see studies like this, because who the fuck, they have to research, they have to pay for this research, right? And I'm always sitting here like wondering who the fuck is going, we should keep up mosquitoes, and how much money did it cost to fucking fund this research? Because it should be like maybe a couple $100 to probably fund this, but they probably have thousands of dollars because it was done at a university. So it's so much fucking money, and I always wonder what it's for. Because, like, I'm like, okay, yeah, mosquitoes don't eat when they're sleep deprived. It seems kind of obvious. I don't know why we need an experiment to do it. But then when you see that it's for disease transmission and understanding their feeding habits in order to stop, the transmission of diseases, I guess it makes a little more sense. So I'm hoping as we go in here, I'm jumping ahead here, guys. But I'm hoping, like, that's the reason they're studying this is, I hope that somehow they're about to tell us that, oh, guys, we have an idea. We're gonna put a small machine somewhere that just makes noise and keeps mosquitoes up all the time, so they aren't feeding at all. This will stop disease transmission because they won't eat because they're too tired to eat, guys. We'll just put this all over the country. We'll put it everywhere we'll put a satellite up in the sky that just emits some kind of signal that keeps all mosquitoes up at all times. And then that's how you get a plague started, because all the mosquitoes die of just being sleep deprived. Okay. It's a challenging study. It is a challenging study to study sleeping bloodsuckers in a lab, that partly because awake mosquitoes are aroused by the presence of a meal, says the examiner. When the mosquitoes do fall asleep, they look rather similar to their peers that are mirroring rest to conserve energy. That's the tricky of other species specifics question. How can you tell when an insect is sleeping, says Samuel Rood, a mosquito circadian biologist at the University of Notre Dame of Indiana. Man, isn't it kind of weird? I always find it weird that, like, when any kind of Christian organization, like, Notre Dame's a Catholic school, but yet they have, like, science like this going on, but yet they're a Catholic school. I always find that super funny, that when people are super religious and they're teaching science, but then they just get rid of the science that they don't like. I've been watching this cult documentary about this one, like, offshoot of the Mormon church, and they're talking about their curriculum, and they have science books, but they're, like, cutting out all they've taken razor blades to all, like, the reproductive section and the stuff about space, but everything else you can learn about. It's so fucking weird. Also, the funniest thing ever to me is the fact that the Mormon church is like a Christian offshoot because of, Joseph Smith, right? And he came up, and that's how he somehow created this offshoot of the Mormon religion. And then they found their place in Utah, which is where most of the dinosaur bones have been found, which kind of puts a fucking damper on most of what they believe on how the earth was created. I'm just saying, you can't live a place where they keep finding dinosaur bones and then going, eh, those aren't real. Those are my favorite kind of religions, by the way, when they just deny that dinosaur bones aren't real. And when you get religious people who are into conspiracies that dinosaur bones are fake, fucking classic people. Love talking to those people, just picking their brain a little bit. I am a terrible person because I'll fucking sit there and just feed the conversation just so I can keep going and be like, I want to hear what crazy shit you've read and also what you've theorized after that, because this is going to be good. One way to tell is by tracking the insect's behavior. So Johnny, I want to say, and colleagues watch mosquitoes sleep. The team focused on three species known to carry diseases, including Marjolin. I can't even pronounce that word. That's the fucking which is inactive during the day. Klupinlitsky. I'm guessing that's the fuck. These are the names of the fucking types of mosquitoes, and I don't know. Why do they give them Latin names? Nobody speaks Latin, and yet they expect us to know species names based off Latin. It's fucking stupid. Which prefers dusk. And the nocturnal Stephanani? I don't know. Jesus Christ. Latin stupid. The mosquitoes were left alone in a room in a small enclosure where the team used cameras to infer sensors to spy on them. After about 2 hours, the mosquitoes appeared to nod off. The abdomen lowered to the ground, and their hinged legs drooped, the footage shows. At the time, on C. Pinnells and A. showed the reduced response to inspired walked in to the room, suggesting that the tasty smell was less likely to wake those species in a deep sleep. Taken together, the change in posture, periods of inactivity, and lower arousal were determined to identify the snoozing mosquitoes. What started as a relaxing experiment for the mosquitoes quickly changed gears when the insects were placed in a clear tube, received vibration pulses every few minutes, preventing them from falling into a deep sleep. After 12 hours of this sleep deprivation, the team mimicked the process of a host with a pad of heating artificial sweat. Okay, gotcha. That's how they tricked them into feeling like that it might have a food source there. In another experiment, a plunky human volunteer offered up a leg to be fed on for 5 minutes by sleep deprived and well rested mosquitoes in the batch of 10 insects. In both cases, mosquitoes had a full night's rest, which were more likely to land on the host than those who had been deprived of sleep. The leg was exposed to sleeping mosquitoes fared much better than when it was exposed to the controlled group. In 8 tests, an average of 77% of the well-rested mosquitoes went for the blood meal compared to 23% of the sleepy mosquitoes. Damn. That is actually pretty significant. Like, when they said, you never know when you're going to get to these things, if that is really the significant change and drop-off. But it makes sense. Like, any creature that requires sleep eventually needs, it's going to take that over it. That's how important sleep is. I mean, fuck, even technology, man. Like, our technology needs rest. Everything requires rest. Like, I've left this computer on for fucking 2 days, and then I've noticed it just doesn't run as well. So you have to turn it off and allow it to rest. And then it runs perfect, you know? Your phone overheats if you're just constantly using it over and over and over again. Rest is so important to everything that's going on. You know, you leave a car running for fucking ever, it's not good for it. Everything requires rest. So, of course, it all leads into that. Now you need nutrients and you consume and all that stuff. That's also important. But rest is still king at the end of the day. You have to be able to rest. You know? An object in motion can only stay in motion if it gets some rest here and there. That Sir Isaac Newton forgot to fucking tell us about that part, didn't he? So basically, guys, if you don't want mosquitoes to bite you this summer, fuck those tiki torches things. You can't even buy those anymore. I'm pretty sure they took those off the market for some reason. I don't remember. Was there an event where somebody was carrying tiki torches that we now associate? I don't know. All I know is I don't see them anymore. You know, you can't really get tiki torches anymore, I've noticed. And then whatever those candles you get, those don't work. What you need to do is just install a vibrator underneath your patio that just kind of sends some pulsations here and there. That'll keep those mosquitoes up if they keep landing over there. And, yeah, you'll be able to do that. Or just always drink inside, and then you don't have to ever worry about getting any diseases from mosquitoes. And that's where you that's probably the best solution, if I'm going to be honest. I don't know where I was going to go with that. I tried to make that like a PSA at the end. But who cares? But you know where you definitely can go if you want to sleep deprive yourself with lots of content? Punninggame.com, guys. That's right. Punninggame.com. Your favorite place for your favorite podcast. Like, Not Worth the Time. Who Gives a F? The Empty Parlor and the backlog of all the other shows we've had on the website over the years. So go over there. Check that out. And while you're there, don't forget to go to the Punning Game shop. Get yourself some hoodies, some t-shirts. Represent your favorite shows and support the website directly by buying that. And don't forget to use promo code NWTPOD. That's NWTPOD. And that gets you free shipping at checkout, guys. So don't forget to do that. You'll enjoy it, and so it helps support the website directly. And if you want to check out the video version of some of these podcasts, like Who Gives a F and Not Worth the Time, you want to go to YouTube, Comic Wade Taylor. That's right, Comic Wade Taylor. You can find the video versions of this podcast, Who Gives a F. You can find my half-hour Wild Horses clips, stand-up clips, clips from all the shows. It's a fantastic time. So go over to the Comic Wade Taylor. Hit subscribe. Like those things. Appreciate the new people who have come over to the YouTube. Been seeing more views, more people checking it out. It's great. Really appreciate that. Tell your friends, let people know that this is one of your favorite shows and you're interested by it. It helps grow every day, and I really appreciate that. Also, rate and review the podcast anywhere you listen to it. Really appreciate it. Helps out a lot. But that's it, guys. This has been Not Worth the Time. I'm glad we're back on the regular schedule. Have a fantastic week, and don't do anything I wouldn't do.